Well, good day. My name is Jeff O'Brien, and it's my privilege to serve Northside Church in Liverpool, New York, and it's also my privilege to be your radio pastor for the day. I trust your day is going well, and I wanted to share this with you today. It's entitled, Is It Really Worth It? One more time, Is It Really Worth It? While driving into the church one spring morning, I noticed a small dog off to the side of the road. A cute little guy, and it had its head down and appeared to be smelling and barking at something. Now, the dog was walking around this thing, flirting dangerously with venturing too far out into Sewell Road. Keeping my eye on the road, I grabbed a few quick glances off to the left to see what this dog was investigating. It didn't take long for me to realize that this doggie had discovered a fledgling robin that apparently had just left its nest. A little bird like this is extremely vulnerable to predators because they are strong enough to get out of the nest, but not strong enough to get away from danger. As the dog barked and harassed this little bird, it was getting further and further out into the road. Then the thought hit me. Who was really in danger here? You see, as the dog was focused and distracted by this helpless bird, it failed to realize the grave danger it was in as it got further out into the middle of the road. Quite frankly, it probably had no idea where it was. The more it messed with this robin, the more danger it was in. The more I thought about this, the more I realized that this is exactly what the devil loves to do with us. Are you distracted today? Satan knows that when we as believers are focused intently on Christ and hide His Word in our hearts, we are virtually untouchable and unstoppable. But if the enemy, as 1 Peter 5:7 says it like this, cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. And it goes on to say in verse 8, be self-controlled. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. If the devil can distract us, well, you and I both know the consequences are big and not good. We too can wander into danger. Are you letting some things in your life distract you? Is there something occupying too much of your time and your focus is off of Christ? Maybe it's time to look up, realize where you are, and get out of danger. Psalm 46:1 says, God is our refuge and strength, and ever-present help in trouble. Go to God. No, run to God. By the way, I'm not sure how this episode with the dog and the bird turned out. Hopefully, both are doing well today. But I do know how our situations will turn out as we keep our eyes on Jesus. That's my prayer for you, and that's my prayer for me. My name is Jeff O'Brien, and it's a privilege for me to serve at Northside Church in Liverpool, New York. I trust you have an awesome day. God bless.